This is Alexandra Bonifield with This Week in the Arts, and I am sitting here in a lovely, cool Buzz Brews restaurant on Lemon Avenue. It's actually, to give you the exact street address, 4343 Lemon Avenue, and I have two really interesting people sitting here with me. It is Kristen Center and Michael Jackson, who are both very creative people, admirers and performers of classical music, and they have come up with this marvelous idea, which is to have a classical open mic on a weekly basis at the Lemon Avenue restaurant. So we're going to have a little chat about this today. Thanks, folks, for joining me.
Thanks.
Delightful to have you here. Now, Kristen is a classical pianist. She is in her second year, getting an MA in piano performance at SMU. And Michael is a former alto sax player, as well as a clarinetist. And more than that, he is the event guru and social media guru for Buzz Brews Restaurant, which in the past 6 months has generated over 1,000 different fans. And so both of them put their heads together one night late over one of the fabulous meals that they were having here at Buzz Brews. And
oh yeah,
and then good food will inspire great thought. So tell me a little bit about what the generation of this is, why you think that we need to have a classical open mic, and what does that entail?
That's on you, Kristen.
Okay. Kristen, go for it.
Well, growing up mostly in the classical field, less so in the pop field, I still always admired the idea of being able to play in places where a huge wide variety of people could be. I mean, you know, people with lower income, people with high income, people that were just going out on the streets, people that were just playing around. So As I was growing up, realized that...
Did you grow up here, by the way?
No, I grew up in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
And then I was born in Boston. So, yeah. I thought, you know, why isn't there a way to do this? And why can't we play out in places where you wouldn't expect to hear classical music? I mean, it's just as easy for pop and songwriters to play everywhere. So,
well, classical music used to be the music of the people. I mean, opera used
exactly
to inspire people to have riots in the streets, and the same thing with symphonies. So where do we take it into big buildings where everybody has to tiptoe around so reverentially wearing their tuxedos and evening gowns? That puts a limitation on the average folks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you're not expecting that crowd necessarily to your open mic.
I would love it if they would come out of the concert halls and into Buzz Brews. Yeah, but at the point now, I'm expecting the regular people to be surprised and to smile at the new sounds.
And the regulars that come in here are a mix of people anyway. Are they their families, their date people after, you know, going out to dinner, or they're coming for a little snack and think they want to just catch up and see what's happening in the music scene?
Well, you get everything over here at Buzz Brews, because, I mean, every night you try and do something different. So you may get the trivia people, you may get the music people, you may get people coming to look for the acoustic guitars and the electric guitars, and they're going to walk in and bam, here's classical night going on. It's like, whoa, what happened?
Well, September 7th is going to be the first night of it. That's next Tuesday, and it will start at 7:30, and it's going to go to about 10 o'clock, and depending on if people want to stick around and talk about it or share experiences or jam together on their musical instruments.
Exactly.
That would get people excited about it.
Yeah. Now, is there an entry fee? Do people who want to play this have to pay to come in to do this?
No, there's no entry fee. Okay. You just come in, you sign up, you play. I think we're almost full for night one, but still.
You were telling me for about 10 people to come and play as like an initial slot version of this. Every Tuesday you're going to have about 10 slots available.
Right. Yeah.
And this week, it sounds like, I was asking you, you've got a range. It's like a multinational flair, but with a focus on SMU students. You've got a cellist who's a senior at SMU coming, a second-year grad student that is a classical guitarist, a regional professional clarinetist who is from Canada, so perhaps we will get her, it's a her, isn't it? We get her to speak a little bit because we'd like to hear her accent. Then they're always charming. They're so polite in Canada. Then we're going to have what I think is interesting, a piano duet by the French composer Poulenc by two master students at SMU. Now, explain to me again how this works. There's not two pianos here, there's one piano. So how does that happen? Do they each get half of the song, or how does it work?
Yes, one of them puts their hand down, and the other one runs away and slaps it out and puts their hand down. No, actually, it would be, it's basically if you imagined a human being with four arms and four hands.
So it's kind of an octopus style of
playing. It's basically an octopus style, but, I mean, two people sit, and I'm like another bench in here, and two people sit right next to each other, and they play, and they stay in their positions. And frequently, sometimes a composer will write something that's challenging and they'll have to cross their hands over.
So they have to be pretty darn coordinated, as well as like being close to someone.
Yeah, they have to know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting. Now, how long is that piece going to be? Is that an extra long piece because there's two people?
No, actually, it's still about the same. It'll probably be shorter than even some of the solo movements that we have prior to that. So I think this one is about 6.5 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So that'll be perfect timing for them to maybe talk a little bit about it before they...
Well, that'll be good. Yeah, it'll be good for them to introduce to people how they go about working and putting a piece like that together.
Right, because that's a fun one because you don't see it very often.
And I would guess at the end, then they get to do a marvelous fist bump with each other when it's a big success.
Yeah,
and they can be just right there. Like, oh, right on. And then we've also got a vocalist coming in from SMU, is what you were telling me, who is doing some classical treatments of African spirituals.
Right.
That's really unique. Now, are those new remade works? Are they interpretive works? Is this something that she has created herself?
Oh, I would love that. Actually, we do have some people that are going to bring their own compositions, but she herself is, I think, going to be singing things that have already been created. Yeah,
I see. But we're giving more of a modern twist to and put them into sort
the
of
beauty
a classical.
They're relatively modern African American composers that are classically trained a lot of times and then take from their roots. So they take from their folk and take from their songs and create them. They're actually just beautiful works.
Yeah.
It's sort of, I mean, if you want to get a more popular sound, it's like a Gershwin, but a little more blues.
Yes, a little bluesy Gershwin sound.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be interesting. And she's a true soprano?
I'm not sure if she's a true soprano.
Or more of a mezzo, there's usually sort of a bottom to those songs, to that bluesy music has a real deepness to it.
Yeah, but they still write some very beautiful high stuff.
Yeah, well, for somebody like a coloratura that can do the whole range of it. I've always hated coloraturas. I wanted so badly to have a voice like that. Never worked, you know. I'm a mezzo, so I'm stuck with that. You're in the middle, you know, you just got to do that. So tell me something here, Michael. Why is Buzz Brews a good venue to feature this kind of a performance in?
Well, it's a good venue to feature just about any kind of music. I mean, we started out doing acoustic guitar, and we thought that's all the place to take, right? But it turns out after we stepped out of the box a little bit and really started doing some of the bigger bands, you know, we actually have had full bands in here. So we went from the acoustic.
You mean like rock and roll bands?
Oh, yeah, and roll bands. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest we've had is a 5-piece. You know, mm-hmm. Talking, you know, bass, guitar, drum, singer.
And how many people does this seat here? It's a good-sized restaurant.
We can put like almost 100 people in here.
Yeah, you know, so it's not like a tiny little hole in the wall at all.
No, it's actually really good. So.
And there's a full-size stage, so to speak, up here that you could put two or three people with a large cello.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You can put a couple guitars at the same time.
A choir in here.
Seven.
Maybe that's next.
Put a choir in here. Just like move the chairs out of the way.
Sound. Now you can have some of the choir members in each corner. And
yeah.
That could be very
cool. It'll be a sound around.
Oh, that's
so
next.
Oh my goodness.
That is so next.
Don't give him any more ideas.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. All right. So now if somebody is listening and wants to sign up, they need to call you at 972-591-3166.
Right.
And there also is a Facebook event classification for this. So if you go onto your Facebook site and look under event pages, go to Classical Open Mic, type that into the little open box, and that should give you a direct link to this.
Right.
Like I said, they prefer to have 10 slots per night, and they would like you to call in advance so that they could schedule you. But on the other hand, if the mood strikes you and you're a classical musician or you're in fine voice and you just you know, need to sing us a little Mozart, come on down, guys. I mean, we really...
Just tell them to show up.
Show up, you know, with or without accompanist. Now, they're not providing an accompanist for you at this point of the game.
Yeah, at this point of the game.
But at some point, if this really takes off, there's a possibility that perhaps a very fast-reading accompanist can show up.
Right. Depending on the level of the
Depending on the level of work, and, you know, not 25 pages of the most difficult composition you have ever written.
Yeah, please don't bring me Rachmaninoff.
Yes, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Then after September the 7th, the next one will be on the 14th, and you've already got some people reserved in that slot, correct?
Yeah, we've actually got bumped from the...
You had so much of a response for the first time.
We did. We got a very positive response for the first time.
So you welcome people from TCU, SMU, UTD, UNT, people...
DSO.
AFL-CIO.
NAACP.
But anybody that has an interest and love for classical music and a facility and an interest in performing it for people that maybe are not stuck just on having it in a big symphony hall,
right,
need to get in touch and need to come on down. And there will be full bar, full restaurant open.
There's beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
If you want martinis, it's not going to happen. Right. That's okay.
You can bring your martinis.
Yeah, you can bring yourself.
Okay, you can brown bag it. It's starting to sound like Prohibition all over again.
All in security. Bring classical music to the...
And don't worry about walking in late. They can actually show up and walk in. It's not a problem.
There is no walking in late for this.
Right.
So you will not be late seated after the first act is over, etc., etc. So again, this is Alexandra Bonifield interviewing Michael Jackson and Kristen Center with the Classical Open Mic that is starting on Tuesday, September 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Buzz Brews, located just a little bit west of Wycliffe Avenue on Lemon Avenue in Dallas, Texas. Give them a call at 972-591-3166 if you want to get involved. And remember, art matters.